So when you think of wildlife photography, what image comes to mind? I'm assuming it is not vermin brawling on the subway, but an award for wildlife photography just went to an image titled Station Squabble. It is two mice in silhouette fighting each other on the London Underground.
I spent nearly a week just down in the tunnels all night, every night. It was an experience, to say the least.
Photographer Sam Rowley won this year's Lumix People's Choice Award, which is a photography contest run by London's Natural History Museum. He says he wanted to offer a more relatable view of mice on the underground.
The reactions that I've got from so many people have been, oh, you know, I never knew that they were so cheeky and so silly down on the tube. And, you know, I think Steffi changed perceptions.
I mean, clearly he chose an unusual location for a nature shot, a busy subway platform, but he really did encounter plenty of wildlife down there.
There's obviously quite a few revelers, shall we say, on the way home from nights out, which was basically the main challenge, was to dodge them and their stampedes.
Now, if you look at the picture, you can see why stampedes might be a concern. These mice are seen from a very, very low angle. It might seem kind of gross to you, but Sam Rowley had to lie flat on his belly for hours just to capture that split second.
Just after I took this photo, I was lying down on the platform, and the next thing I knew was there was this drunk, sweaty guy just lying on top of me, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm completely fine. I'm obviously just taking photos of the mice, you know, as you do. And he's like, oh, sorry, mate, I thought you had a heart attack.
Oh, what a scene. Okay, so for doing all of this and winning the competition, Rowley gets £10,000, about $13,000. And that is not all.
I'm actually terrified of mice and rats. So that was another challenge to overcome. It's probably not the most sensible project for someone like me.
He says all of that time spent in the tube has diminished that phobia of his, ever so slightly at least.